the secret police, what is still referred to as the KGB in these countries, is still very active.
That's a man we're calling Edwin, who enables Christian ministry to take place, no, not in Russia, but in Central Asia. Hi, I'm Andy Napier, and this is Footsteps from TWR. Edwin, help us understand the difficulties that believers face in the various Stan countries of Central Asia.
Yeah, I think we can obviously say that there was a big vacuum when the Soviet Union ended in 1990. And as the wall came down in Central Asia, we moved from an environment where there were very few churches, and most of them were Orthodox, very few mosques, to what has become a raging fire of mosque building, a conversion of people to Islam, and great pressure being placed on people of the Christian faith across these countries. The secret police, what is still referred to as the KGB in these countries, is still very active. When someone is observed doing something that is deemed to be a threat to the greater community, then their names are turned into the authorities, and the police are coming into homes and into churches, and they are taking people in and interrogating them, and they are endeavoring to put them under a source of pressure that discourages them and dissuades them in practicing their faith.
So how do we encourage these persecuted believers in Central Asia? Through radio, through TWR's Silk Road transmitter. To learn more about it, go to twr.org/footsteps.
Footsteps is a production of TWR.